This whole bag, too. I checked all of them on this side. Any luck over there? What the heck is this place? A treasure room filled with fake treasure? This doesn't make any sense. No, it's not just the coins, everything. Look at this marble statue. See the crown? It's just like the coins. It looks like gold. It's the right color, but it's something else. And all the gemstones are just colored glass. They aren't even cut very well. Someone went through a great deal of trouble to do this. I just can't figure out why. Okay. Let's take a step back and try to see what we missed. The fortune teller we talked to... Right, the seer. You've known her for a while, right? You trust her? Like, in the "you're sure she didn't lie to us and her visions are always correct" way. As far as you know. Oh god. In any case, I guess the best course of action for us right now is to just assume we got the truth. It would take weeks to get back there to confirm what she said. We could try to remember her exact words, see if there's a clue there. You'd think between the two of us we could remember everything. Yeah, perfect memory isn't one of my special vampire powers. But I think she said something like, "The scent of treasure drives you forth. The wind of blood blows in the north." Or maybe the winds of blood pull you to the north? Something like that. So, we're here. In the ruins of the Bloodwind Castle. In the north. I'm sure we got that part right. Then there was something about seeking gold below the throne, and neither of us remember how that line went. But we pulled the throne away from the wall and revealed a staircase underneath, which brought us down here. So... I'm sure we were correct about that, too. And then she said she was certain if the two of us made this journey, we would return with purses full of gold. I hope she didn't mean these coins all over the room. Why would we bother taking any of this back with us? We wouldn't return with purses full of fake gold. So if her vision was true, there must be real gold here somewhere. We definitely can't pass these off as real. For one thing, they don't even sound like real gold. They don't smell like it either. Like copper, iron, and dust. No, gold doesn't have a smell that I've noticed. You remember that goblet we got a couple months ago? When we were celebrating and I filled it up with water and pretended to be drinking wine like a queen? Yeah, I would have noticed then, and my face was all up in the cup like that. It didn't smell like anything. These coins stink like copper, almost like blood. You don't smell it? Huh. I'll blame my supernatural nose then. So I guess the treasure isn't here. Not on these displays, at least. That statue might be worth something, minus the crown, but it's too heavy. It isn't worth hauling it anywhere to sell it. What the heck is this place anyway? Why would anyone go through the trouble of putting up a facade this grand? It couldn't have been cheap. You'd still have to hire stonemasons, some sort of mechanical specialist to make the sliding mechanism the throne is on, and of course a smith to make a ton of fake coins and treasures. So there must be a purpose. Yeah, a decoy. That's what I was thinking too. And I can't come up with any other reason. Either someone wanted to impress people with wealth they didn't actually have, or wanted something thieves would take by mistake. And I'm thinking it might be both. Just picture it. We had a king, or queen, reigning over this castle, With dwindling taxes coming in from a failing kingdom, they wanted to still be able to invite ambassadors or dignitaries to view their stockpile of riches. At a distance, of course. And if any thieves tried to break in for smash and grab, they'd run off with handfuls of this garbage. The real coins would be kept elsewhere, in a secret place nobody else knew about. Somewhere close, where they could check in on them at any time they wanted. Like, right under their throne. Like right here in this room. Ugh! We're just going in circles! No, I'm not giving up. I'm trying to come up with ideas. Something, anything that we haven't tried yet. My vampire powers. You think they would help? They're pretty weak right now. It's been a while since I fed on anything substantial. Just a couple rabbits on the way here. What? Did you think I was hiding some great tracking powers? I wish I had been. The most I can get is enhanced senses, and I'd have to fill up on more than little rabbits. And I don't have any talent for giving prophecies or clairvoyance either, apparently. At least, I think. You know, I never really tested the limits of my powers since I would have had to hunt humans for that. I got much, much stronger when I fed on your blood. I did things I didn't know I could do. Not really a surprise, since I have almost no experience feeding on people. That does bring up a good point, though. That first line she said, "The scent of treasure drives you forth." You think maybe she was hinting at something there? Well, what I smell is mostly dust. It's really strong. I can faintly smell the coppery metal of these coins. It's still on my hands, even. And I can also smell you a little. Yes, you have a smell. You smell like a man. Don't worry, it isn't a bad thing. I didn't say you smelled like a stinky, sweaty man, just a man. And your smell gives me thoughts that are very distracting. Anyway, let's try to stay focused on why we're here. We'll have time to distract each other tonight back at the campsite. So, I don't think my abilities are really gonna help us. Honestly, not when they're this weak anyway. Well, I guess we did pass a farm yesterday and they did have goats. If it doesn't bother you, I could try that. See if the farmer would sell us a goat. I picked up some experience butchering livestock. Former farm girl peasant, you know. We could just cut the throat and collect some blood. Cook and dry the meat for us to eat on the journey back. Nothing would go to waste, and it would strengthen my powers quite a bit, honestly. It would use up the rest of our travel money, but it might be worth a try. What do you think? What? No. I'm not going to. I said no. You almost died last time. You came this close to. I don't care. The answer is still no. Even if you volunteer, I don't care if you're okay with giving me some of your blood. I'm not okay with it. And it's just as much my decision as it is yours. I appreciate that you're willing to make a sacrifice for me, for us, but I just can't accept that from you. Why? There's a monster inside of me. Just knowing that, it eats away at me. All the time. I don't think I can face it again. And I don't want to. It's the part of me that I'll always hate. that I can never accept. I nearly killed you. You're my only friend in this world. Are you sure you want to talk about this right now? I mean, yeah, we've sort of been dancing around the subjects for weeks, but is this really the best time? Okay, look. That day when I fed on you and I told you that I lost control, I wasn't kidding. I was like a passenger in my own head. I was watching what happened. I saw the terror on your face. I heard you yell. I felt the teeth, my teeth, sink into your neck, and I could feel your heart beating, the vein throbbing, spraying hot blood in my mouth. And I was just watching it happen, feeling it happen. But I can't lie to you. I was lost in ecstasy. Maybe I could have stepped in, taken over and stopped what I was doing, but I don't know because I didn't even try. And that's the worst part. It was like I'd been dying of thirst and then suddenly I was guzzling cold water from a mountain stream. Only much, much better. It was so intense. It was relief so strong. It felt like I don't know. Concentrated pleasure, something I'd never felt before. A kind of feeling I can't describe. I let something take over. That monster inside. I let it take over and almost kill you. And it felt wonderful. The thirst, it vanished and then so did the pleasure, and suddenly I was in control again. That monster, it went away on its own. I was left with horror and revulsion. I was so disgusted with myself, and I know I've tried so hard to make it up to you. I really treasure you. I know you think the same about me, but then there's this part of me, a part that hurt you and enjoyed it, and you can't love that part of me. You can never accept me, not completely. What are you saying? I don't understand. You can't mean that. How? How could you accept that part of me? The things I said to you, the way I treated you, That's a good point, but the first time when the bloodlust hit me, I didn't really know you, and you didn't know me. I didn't comprehend what was happening, and it was all new, and I was really dying of thirst in a way. I would probably have more control now. I fed just yesterday, so I wouldn't be fighting the need for blood, and now you say you'll accept me, love me, even if I get a little crazy when I feed. Yeah, more than a little crazy, so I can't believe I'm actually considering this. There has to be other options, right? Maybe there's a hidden switch. Or one of these walls is hinged, so all we have to do is push and reveal another room, and I just know we haven't tried everything. Why are you trying to talk me into this? Do you really want me to bite you? Wait. What? No. No, you're right. I never asked you how you felt. How badly I hurt you when I bit you for the first time. I highly doubt it didn't hurt. You mean it? But how? I never considered that. I've only used my fangs a handful of times on something alive. And only once on a person. That time with you. God, I've been worried because I'd caused you a lot of pain, and now you're telling me it didn't hurt at all, but it was almost pleasurable. I don't understand. Yeah, you can't imagine how much I love when you kiss on my neck and suck on it. So, if there was no pain from my bite at the time, it probably would be the same now, right? Damn. I guess this isn't that easy of a choice anymore. I really liked it the first time, even though I lost control and I felt so guilty about feeling good while hurting you. But still, it's risky. I almost killed you. If I hadn't stopped when I did, I know you've forgiven me, and that you're even less worried this time because I fed recently, but okay. Oh God, my fangs came out on their own. I didn't even have to think about it. Does this mean I'm losing control? Happening. I can't stop now. Please don't fight me. I don't want to hurt you.
Hold still, my tender little snack.
Gone. I think. I can't feel her anymore. But God, that smell. I can't get it out of my head. No, not the dust, the distracting smell. It's all I can think of right now. Fuck. It's you. I can smell you. I want you so bad. I need you. You're gonna be all right, right? Good. Don't worry about me. I can undress myself. But you... get your clothes off. Now. I'm serious. Hurry before I rip them off you. And lay on your back on the pile of clothes. Please. Please don't fight me. I need this. Kiss me. Not just my mouth. I need you to kiss these down here too. Oh, yeah. Oh, suck my nipples. Kiss them all over. Let me drag them back and forth all over your face. Fuck, that feels good. Are you sure you're okay? You'll be fine. It looks like the bleeding stopped, and I really want to keep going, but I'll fight it if I'm gonna hurt you. Good. Because I really, really want to ride your face. There. Just taste me. Like that. This is the perfect sight. Looking down between my legs and seeing your beautiful eyes looking up at me. I could reach down and run my fingers through your hair and pull your face into my cunt. No! Oh, fuck! No! Oh, this is incredible. That tongue of yours. No, stop. Stop. I'm so hot. I've never been like this. No! Oh, it's making me so close. Use your tongue. It's so good, you're so good. I'm gonna just grind my hips against you. Look against your face. Look. I look in your face like that. I love riding you, riding your tongue like that. I'm so close. I'm so sensitive. All my senses are hyped. I can feel everything. I think you're gonna come already, but holy shit. I'm gonna come on your face. Don't stop. Don't stop. Yeah, that's it. Fuck, I'm gonna come. No. Up so you can breathe. I still ache really badly inside. I need you inside me. You don't have to do anything. I'm just going to move down. Oh, you're already so hard for me. It's like a rock. You're enjoying this too, aren't you? Oh, I love sucking you so much, but I probably shouldn't right now. I'd probably cut you with my fangs. Yeah, maybe I could just lick it. Oh. Oh, like that. Oh. And just a tip. Maybe I could lick it and trail kisses along. Oh, you know, the taste of your blood is truly fantastic. Oh, it's so much better than anything else I've ever had. That first time, I thought it would be the best thing I would ever taste in my life. But then, you proved me wrong. And you let me suck you and drink your seed. It tasted truly divine. I'll get you nice and wet. Not that it's necessary. I'm judging from your face. And I'm raring to go myself. Although, I feel bad just asking too much of you, but do you mind doing it like we did a couple of days ago by the river? I need it deep and rough. It's like the bloodlust. I know it's just hitting me differently this time. Just less blood and more lust. So, can you? Please. You aren't too drained? Good. Give me your hand. I'll help you up. Here, use your clothes to kneel on, and I'll kneel in front of you on the rest of the clothes. There you go, baby. Let's grab my hips and give it to me, you pitiful worm. No, she's gonna come back. God damn it, please. I'm still in control for now, but barely. Hurry up and fuck me, or I'm gonna lose it. Oh, so deep, you're going so deep, grab my hands. Make me so full. I need it all. Be rough and give it to me hard. Breathe me like a little whore. Mount me like a fucking animal. And just thrust into me. I know how much you love this, and I love how well we fit in together. Come on, Mr. Treasure Hunter. Leave me angry. Take it out on me, please. This little vampire girl hurt you bad. Get your revenge. Give my pussy a good beating. Slap my ass. Squeeze my hips. Dig your fingers in my side and bruise me. I want to hurt tomorrow. Yes, just like that. Harder, harder, harder. I can take it. More. Oh, yeah. Oh, like that. I'm getting close. And don't stop. Make me take your cum. Force it all into me. Empty your fucking seed. Give me all your fucking worth. Oh, yeah. I can feel you throbbing. Don't stop. I'm coming. Yeah. It's filling me up. My body feels so hot. It's overflowing out of my pussy. Thank you for that. I really, really needed it. And maybe we both needed it. Yeah.
gone. That was very different from last time. I guess it shows how little experience I have at actually being a vampire. That struggle with her. I almost lost control a few times. Are you sure that you're okay? Let me see your neck. Huh. That's fortunate. Such small holes this time. I guess I'm getting better at that. I remember the first time, biting down hard and pulling, trying to rip and tear your neck open. Yeah, let's try not to think about that. Maybe now we can focus on what we came here for. It's overwhelming. It's hard to describe, but all my senses are magnified. Everything's so vivid. The colors, the sounds, and definitely the smells. I smell so much more now, but I can't identify most of it. I definitely smell the both of us. It's shocking how much scent we actually give off. No wonder dogs are so good at tracking people. I smell a lot of moss and mold, but it's dry and decayed. And there's something like decayed old cloth. Kind of like when you open a really old book. That might be those rotted old curtains up in the throne room. Sorry, there's so many smells and it's kind of overwhelming. I don't know how I'm supposed to pinpoint a single one. Wait, you still have that old coin purse, right? The one with the gold button? Yes! I guess gold really does have a smell. Okay, here. Put this down deep in your pack, so I don't keep smelling it. I'm going to walk around the room to try and find more. Yeah, there is more, and it's stronger over here by the stairs where we came down. Come up with me. Maybe this whole room here was a diversion. It's much stronger right here, actually. Coming from the throne itself. Look! Look at this edge. See the scratch marks? And those grooves along here. I bet this whole wooden back was gilded at one point. We aren't the first treasure hunters to come here. I'm sure they took everything they could see, even peeling the gold trim off the throne. They probably thought it was too heavy to lift, not realizing it actually slides on the rails. But they missed some. Somewhere. I don't see. It's the cushion? Looks like it used to be purple, but it's faded so badly you can only tell at the corners. Got your knife? Can you cut it open? Just full of wool padding. Okay, let's try pulling it off and looking underneath. Not coming off. Is it nailed down, maybe? Oh, try sliding it forward. Oh my god. The treasure wasn't under the throne. It was just under the seat. See? I told you they'd want the real gold somewhere close by, where they could check on it easily. Looks like we won't be leaving empty-handed after all. You know, we could use some of this and buy you a good meal at a tavern and a room with a comfy bed. We do need to replenish your energy so you and I can have more fun later.